Thankful for the opportunity to speak here tonight. And if Pastor would have given me that idea sooner, I wouldn't have had to do much prep work. My dad could easily give 3 points on, have 3 points that are all the same because he had the gift of storytelling and things like that. And he could just start telling stories about work days and that would fill up his message and all his points. So I don't quite have that yet. Maybe in 20 years I'll be able to do that. But well, it was a blessing to be on the family campout, and it was just a wonderful time to be with God's people. And just the spirit there of just a hunger for the Lord and just a good spirit of God's people. And for those that couldn't be there, we would love to have you come again or come in the next year and join in. But it's a wonderful time. I'm glad that we're not camping today because, boy, that would not have been. Well, you had air conditioning pass here, so you're in the hotel. We'll have to work on that for next year. I hope you're enjoying these nice summer days. I always like this time of the year because the daylight is so long and just, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, there's usually still a little slimmer of light. And I didn't realize till today that this week is actually the solstice's favorite week of the year.
Why, because it's the summer solstice?
Yes. Yeah, you got it. That's on Thursday, so yeah, you got it, Mr. Soltis. That's good. That's all. I just want to say it's a blessing to have the Wilhites, too. I just really appreciate their servant's heart. They came in on Tuesday, and they were just all day Tuesday and Wednesday just saying, what can I do? You know, Brother Wilhite found the lawnmower at the mission house and mowed the staff house, and he'd helped make the float for the VBS parade, you know, float. So that was just a blessing just to have them here and to see their servant heart. I know Mr. Zavala really likes it when you're here, Mr. Wilhite, because you're finally a person he can look down to. Him and I were talking about that before the service, so. But I noticed in the lobby that Brother Zavala's got an inch on Mr. Wilhite, so. All right, well, I trust you're in Deuteronomy chapter 7.
I'm glad he doesn't have hair.
Oh. Well, our subject tonight is one that every individual needs to be concerned about. It's a subject that every father should be conscious about in their home. It's a subject that every church member should be aware of in our church or in the church that they are in. For the Christian, there is no possession that could be of greater value, of greater worth than the subject that we are speaking of here tonight. There's no amount of riches could acquire this thing that we are dealing with here tonight. Every believer needs it. Every home needs it. Every needer leads it, needs it. I'm thinking of the great Bible character Jacob, who wrestled with God, and as Matthew Henry said, would rather have all his bones put out of joint than to go away without. He wrestled with God until God blessed him. And tonight, from Deuteronomy and the example of the nation of Israel, I want us to look at the subject of the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. Boy, having God's blessing on your life ought to be important to you. Dads, having the blessing of God upon your home, upon your life as you lead your home, as you lead your family, as you lead your kids, that ought to be something that you are concerned about and that you desire. The blessing of the Lord, or the favor of the Lord. I think of that word favor is just a powerful word. As we think of this truth here tonight, the blessing of the Lord, God looking and with favor upon a person and being able to bless a person. And here in Deuteronomy, we're just using this as an example, but all throughout Scripture, we see this truth of the blessing of the Lord. And as we begin here this evening, think about your life. Are you experiencing the blessing of the Lord? Your home, Is there the favor of God upon it? Upon your life. And even as a church, we need to be conscious of that. Are we experiencing the blessing of God? Is God's favor upon us as a church? And I think, obviously, this passage we're looking at here is specifically in regards to the nation of Israel. But I think there's some timeless principles that we can pull from it that will help us understand this truth of the blessing of the Lord. Let's begin by looking at Deuteronomy chapter 7 and begin in verse number 6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to a thousand generations, and repayeth them that hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack to hate to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. In verse 16, and thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them. Neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee. As we read this text, we see God wants to bless his people. It's without doubt God wants to bless his people. The nation of Israel here specifically. But you know, thinking of us here today, God wants to bless his people. And that is a truth. That is something God desires and wants to do, is bless his people. I think of James chapter 1, verse 17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. God loves to pour out his blessing. He wants to richly bless us. He wants to give us good things. It's just, if we could understand and fathom what God has in store for us, if we would love him and serve him and keep his commandments, you know, God wants to bless his people. You know, God is a good God. He is a good God. And we see that here to the nation of Israel. If they would follow God, if they would completely seek after him and live for him, God was going to bless them. He was going to pour out his blessing on them. And we do have 3 points tonight, but the first one, they are not about the coming to work day. Although that might fit in here somewhere. Point number one here, first of all, I want us to see the path to the blessing of the Lord. The path to the blessing of the Lord. How can you as a father in your home, how can you as a Christian or a young person experience the blessing of the Lord in your life? The path of the blessing. And maybe I should ask here tonight, what path are you on? What path are you on for your life? You know, you need to be on the right path. For life. I tell you, there's nothing like going the wrong way and then finding out too late you're on the wrong path. You know, whether that's just driving in a car or whatever that might be, or just in life. What a tragedy if we go down life the wrong path. You know, young person, think about the path you're on. If you project that out into the future, where is that going to be? The path that you're on, adults, dads, what's the path that your home is on? Is it the right path? Is it the path that God wants you to be on? The path to the blessing of the Lord, first of all, obedience. Obedience is the first step down that path to the blessing of the Lord. Look again with me at verses 11 through 13 in our Deuteronomy chapter 7. It says, "Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine and thine oil and the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people." Obedience was the key. It was the prerequisite. It was that step down the path to the blessing of the Lord. And like I said, God wants to bless his people. He wanted to bless the nation of Israel, but they needed to obey. How important that is, obedience in the life of God's people. Obedience. You know, it's verse 12 there we see it's a conditional thing. It says, if ye hearken to these judgments, to these commandments. God was going to do it if they hearkened, if they obeyed. The path to the blessing of the Lord begins with obedience. The path for your family is obedience, dads. The path for every individual begins with obedience. Maybe you've gotten away from the Lord. The path that you need to get on is the path to the blessing begins with obedience. Obedience. I tell you, it is quite amazing to watch people as they begin to obey God. And I've had the privilege of seeing that in lives. And as you see them make definite decisions to obey God, they hear something preached or they read something in the Bible and they make a definite step to obey what they have heard. It's just clear how God begins to bless them. They begin to experience God's working and his blessing in their life. And you think of a new believer. As they begin to hear truth and grapple with these things, you know, and they begin to obey and say yes to God, it's amazing to watch God work in their life. And the opposite is true, to see people that begin to say no to God, that start saying, no, I'm not going to obey in this area. And you see the two different directions, the two different pathways that that leads to. And time and time again here throughout the Bible and even to the nation of Israel as our example here tonight, God calls his people to obedience, to obey, to follow his commands, to hearken, to listen, to not push this aside, but to listen and obey. And I tell you, the key for your home, dads, for your life, young people, for whoever, is obedience, complete obedience. Look at chapter 8 in verse 1. It says, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land," or for God to bless them. They had to obey all the commands which God had given to them. How serious do we take doing what's right? How serious do we what's the priority is it in our life to obey what we hear from God's word? Do we kind of say, oh, that's just a man talking? I don't need to listen to pastor. He just thinks too highly of himself or something like that. I don't need to listen to him. No. Do we have the attitude, I want to obey? I want to hear what the preacher says. I want to obey what the word that pastor gives us from the word of God. As we read the Bible, do we have a heart to obey? And it's a lot has to do with our heart. here tonight? Do we have a heart that wants to obey? It's kind of been mentioned a little bit just about my dad. And, you know, this truth, I just feel like the Lord really worked in his life, obedience. He was willing to obey. And just even in thinking about his life recently, you know what? He wanted the pathway of obedience. He wanted the blessing of God in his life, in his home. And you know what? He was willing to obey. He was willing to obey. And I remember many family devotions at night or after church, you know, us talking about the message and, you know, clearly making things, you know, statements, you know, we need to obey this. This is what we need to do. And obedience is that first step down the pathway to the blessing of the Lord. Secondly, I want us to see the second aspect here in the pathway to the blessing of the Lord is faith. Faith. And I don't need to re-preach all the messages that we heard on the camp out. We heard a little bit about it tonight. But faith is so critical in receiving and experiencing the blessing of the Lord. And if we want to experience God's blessing, it's going to come by us trusting God, by us making decisions of faith. As we heard this week, without faith, it's impossible to please God. God is not going to bless us in our lives if there is not faith involved. If we are not making decisions of faith. You know, tonight, are you living by faith? Are you making decisions of faith? Are you making decisions that move you forward in your life? Are you making the right decisions in who you listen to? Boy, there are a lot of voices out there right now that are trying to get you to go the wrong way. And social media is filled with it. And they don't understand that they're not dealing with about a person, they're dealing with the church of the living God. And God will not hold them guiltless. They will have... I keep thinking of the verse, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay." We don't have to get even. We don't have to worry about them. But you know what? If you're not careful, you're going to listen. And you're going to hear the voice of those that don't want to go forward by faith. You're going to hear the voice of those that don't want to obey and go down the path to that reaps God's blessing. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 7. And verses 1 and 2, it says, "When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land..." Now I want us to see the faith that they had to demonstrate here. "When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land, whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them." The nation of Israel here is our example. They had to trust God to see their enemies defeated. They had to go forward by faith. They had to believe God. And if you were to read the whole passage, you would see that the whole 40 years before this point where they're about to go into the promised land and God, there's encouragement and motivation for them to go into the promised land. We see that they had to continually trust God. They had to live by faith. They had to trust God to defeat their enemies. And maybe that could be a picture of the obstacles that we are going to face in our life. The opposition that our decision of faith will face. That testing, as Brother Wilhite talked about often on the campout, that our faith is going to receive. And we need to live by faith and have that faith to overcome the obstacles that are around us. Maybe it's the pressure of this world. The pressure to compromise, to go the wrong way. We need faith. So obedience and faith, those are two clear steps I see here in this passage that the nation of Israel specifically had to do to experience the blessing of the Lord. And we'll look at a few other verses throughout our message here. But we'll see that truth illustrated, that they had to live by faith. They had to go forward by faith. I think maybe a simple way to sum up this path to the blessing of the Lord is being on God's side. Being on God's side. Are you on God's side tonight? Are you willing to say, Lord, I'm on your side. I'm willing to obey. I want to go forward by faith. That characterizes my life. That's who I want to be. Can you say, God, I am going to obey you? Maybe you have been on the wrong side. You haven't been on God's side, and you say tonight, you know, I'm going to get on the right side. I want to go forward. I want to experience the blessing of God in my life. Well, friend, it's going to come by obedience and faith. Let me ask you tonight, what is the step of obedience that God wants you to take in your life here tonight? What is that definite step that you know the Spirit of God has been working in your heart, that you know you need to take, that you need to obey in, so you can experience the blessing of God? Friend, we need to do whatever is needed tonight so that our homes, our church, our lives is experiencing the blessing of God. When we take the path of obedience and faith, we are then in a place God can bless. I want us to secondly see the place of the blessing of the Lord. Or the place experiencing the blessing of the Lord. Well, first of all, it's a place of His presence. A place of His presence. Look at a few verses here with me. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 1, it says, "When the Lord thy God..." Notice His presence there with them. "...shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it." In verse 2, "...and when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them." Notice God's presence there with them. "...when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee." Look over at verse 21 through verse 23 of chapter 7. It says, "Thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for the Lord thy God is among you, a mighty God and terrible. And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee. But the Lord thy God shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction, until they be destroyed." Oh, I love verse 21. "For the Lord thy God is among you." You know, we can do anything if God is with us. Boy, there's nothing like knowing His presence is with you. And that's the blessing of the Lord. The place of the blessing is a place of His presence. And this is one of the defining characteristics of the blessing of the Lord, is His presence with us. You know, a church ought to know that God's presence is here. I'm thinking of the verse in the New Testament that talks about that the unsaved, the world, that they would come in and that they would be able to say that of a truth, God is with them. Our homes, they need to be a place of His presence. Do the things that go on in your home welcome the presence of God? Do the things that take place there, is it a place where God dwells? Is it a place where He is glorified and He is lifted up, where He can dwell and bless? You know, in our homes, in our families, in our personal life, is it a place of His presence with us? You know, God promised to bless Israel so long as they were in the place of God's blessing. As long as they kept obeying and living by faith, God was going to bless them and His presence was going to be with them. But you know, when they would disobey, God's blessing would depart. And He gave many warnings there about not listening to the people of the world, the enemies that you go in to destroy. Don't do anything. Don't in any way be influenced by them. Because He wanted to bless His people. And that was the key. to His blessing. We also see here the place of blessing is a place of prosperity. A place of prosperity. Now, not just physical. I think the greater blessing is a spiritual prosperity that God gives. And obviously, when we are obedient in following God, He will meet every need. He will prosper us in a physical way. He will meet every one of our needs. And that's right. I mean, if we follow God, He will bless us. He will take care of our needs. We may not be the richest person, but you know what? He will give us everything we need. He will take care of our needs. It's a place of prosperity, physically and spiritually. You know, when a person is obedient to God and they're following Him and living by faith, this prosperity, I think, is, we'll look at a couple of verses here, but God gives discernment. He gives wisdom. He gives power. He gives effectiveness to that individual or that home or that family, that dad, that church that is in the place of God's blessing. Look at Deuteronomy 7. And verse 13 again, he says, "And He will love thee." Just notice the prosperity here. "And bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which He sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee." The blessing of God, a place of prosperity. And obviously these specific truths are to the nation of Israel, and He was wanting to bless them. But you know what, there's a principle here that when we follow God, when we have been obedient and are living by faith, God will bless. He will give prosperity. And let me just tell you, being in the place of God's blessing is the best place to be. You know, if you're experiencing the blessing of the Lord, you're not missing out on anything. You have the best possible it could be. And that's just a wonderful truth. And just thinking again of my dad, how the Lord gave him, I believe, that spiritual prosperity, the ability to discern. And I just remember many times where he would make decisions because he could see where that decision going the wrong way was going to lead. The wisdom that the Lord gave him because he was willing to obey and live by faith. The power of his life and the effectiveness that his life has was because he was in a place where God was blessing and could bless him. So we've seen here tonight the path to the blessing of the Lord is obedience and faith. And the place of the blessing of the Lord. It's the place of His presence, the place of prosperity. And lastly here, it's a place of remembrance. It's a place of remembrance. Look at chapter 7 and verse 18. It says, "Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt." You know, when the nation of Israel thought about and remembered what God did to Pharaoh and the nation of Israel, God was encouraging them with that because there was nothing that was going to stop God from destroying these enemies that they had. There was nothing that was going to hinder them, that what God had done, as they remembered what God had done, it was going to encourage them for what God could do and what He was able to do. And I just think, you know, when we are in that place of God's blessing, we need to remember what God has done. We need to remember and reflect upon His blessing and the things that He has done. And it will motivate us to continue trusting and obeying God. Look at chapter 8 and verse 2. I, I think there's a parallel here. It says, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness." And I think one of the points we can draw from here is God is saying, when we remember, it can cause us to move forward. When we remember what God has done. And he's then reminding them in the next verses of how God blessed them. "Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt..." And then later on he talks about many other things that God did. And he wanted them to remember all these things. So the place of the blessing of the Lord is also a place of remembrance. Now lastly here this evening, I want us to see the precautions with the blessing of the Lord. The precautions. And in chapter 8, we have a couple things that we are warned about. Some precautions that come with the blessing of the Lord. And let's read beginning in verse 7. Chapter 8 and verse 7. "For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." Look down at verse 17. "And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God." Some precautions that come with the blessing of the Lord. First of all, forgetting the Lord. He warns us here in this passage to be careful that we don't forget the Lord. When we are experiencing the blessing of God, when we are in that place of God's blessing, he wants us not to forget the Lord. And it's often easy in the times of blessing to take our eyes off of the blesser and look at the blessings. And there is a real danger that we can forget the Lord. And this is a precaution that is being set forth here, to not forget the Lord. We also see that another precaution of losing the blessing of the Lord. And that would come when they would disobey, when they would not be obedient. Verse 19, "And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God." You know, we ought to be scared to lose the blessing of the Lord. We ought to be very careful in our walk that we keep our eyes on Him, on the blesser, and not get distracted by the good things that God is giving us and blessing. And we lose track and lose sight of God. Because we can lose the blessing of the Lord. And if those things God is blessing us with lose the right place and we get our eyes on them, we will forget the Lord. And the nation of Israel is being reminded and warned of that here today. And certainly if they could forget the Lord, certainly we could be in that same condition where we could forget the Lord and lose the blessing of the Lord. I wonder here tonight, do you have the blessing of the Lord on your life, in your home? Have you lost the blessing of the Lord? Have you stopped being obedient? Have you stopped living by faith? Have you come to decisions in your life or maybe circumstances and you said, you know what? Forget it. I don't need to worry about that. And you're going to lose the blessing of the Lord. Friend, every Christian here tonight needs the blessing of God on their life. You know what? Going your own way, going the path of this world, that is not going to bring the blessing of the Lord. It's going to bring destruction. It's going to bring ruin to your life. And tonight, may I encourage you, as an individual, as dads or moms or young people, adults, you know, to see, I need the blessing of God in my life. That is the key. That is what I need. Fathers, oh, how important it is for us in our homes. We need the blessing of God. And we need to seek after it. We need to seek after God and His Word and say, okay, what is it that I need to obey so that I can have the blessing of the Lord in my home and in my life? Maybe tonight, what is the step of obedience you need to take? What is that decision, that step of obedience in your life? And you need to be willing to take that and not be concerned what the consequences are. Not concerned what somebody else is going to say. Not concerned what a family member might say. But say, this, having the blessing of God in my life and in my home and in our church is more important than anything else. And what others might say. You know, tonight it's all about pleasing God. It's all about pleasing Him. It's all about saying, God, I want my life to please You. I will do whatever I have to do to have the blessing of God on my life. I wonder tonight, are you experiencing the blessing of God in your life? Have you been obedient in your life? Have you been living by faith? And tonight you can say, yes, I am experiencing the blessing of God in my life. Young person, are you being obedient to God? Are you following God's plan for your life? Not your way, not your plan, not pushing God to the side, but saying, God, I want to please You. I want Your blessing on my life. I want my life to prosper and to have Your blessing upon it. Boy, I've seen it. Living life without the blessing of God is a dangerous place. And it is not a good place to be. And so here tonight, maybe you need to, maybe there's a specific decision, a step of obedience that God is pressing upon your heart to make here tonight. So that you can once again experience the blessing of God in your life, in your home, in your family, in our church. We need the blessing of God. And there's really, as Christians, there's nothing more that we should desire than that God is pleased with our life. That He is pleased with your life. And I wonder if that is the case here tonight. And I trust that this simple challenge about the blessing of the Lord is something the Spirit of God deeply works in your heart, that you need it. We all need it. We all need to be careful that we seek, continue being obedient and living by faith so that we can continue to experience and be in that place of God's blessing. Let's pray. Oh Lord, I just trust that Your Spirit would use the truth that's been given here tonight. And oh Lord, would You intervene? Would You just help us as a church? Help families here tonight. Help dads, fathers, to be willing to make whatever sacrifice is needed to have the blessing of God. Oh Lord, that is what we need here in our church, to reach this community, to reach this world with the gospel. We need your blessing. We need your hand. We need your favor to be upon us. And Lord, I just pray that specific decisions tonight that need to be made, you would help your people to make. I pray for young people, Lord. Oh God, would they see and desire that the blessing of God upon their life. And I pray for dads here tonight, for parents, God, that they would desire that for their homes, the blessing of the Lord. And God, I just pray, Lord, as we've seen your truth here tonight, you want to bless us. You want to give us great, rich blessings. And tonight, Lord, may that be our desire and heart here tonight. And Lord, I just pray you'd work in individual hearts that decisions would be made here tonight. With heads bowed and eyes closed, just one simple question. You know, maybe is there a step of obedience? You've stopped being obedient to the Lord. As I have looked through these passages, the key, I think, is just obedience and that life of faith. And there is something in your life or an area where you know it's just a step of obedience that needs to be taken. And you have stopped obeying in a certain area. And just by simply raising your hand, you'd indicate that the Spirit of God has revealed something in your life here tonight in that area. All right, thank you. Praise the Lord. Lord, help those that know there's a specific step, that you would encourage them, that you would strengthen them here tonight. May they see the blessing of God that you want to pour upon them. And tonight, would they be willing just to make whatever step is necessary to experiencing your blessing? And, oh, Lord, I just pray that in our church, we would be experiencing your blessing. May we be sensitive to that as members of this church, that we can discern and say, okay, something's missing. Or we can say, okay, God's working. And we can sense that. And give us that discernment, Lord, and that ability to know. And just so, Spirit of God, we ask that you would make things very clear in hearts here tonight and the decisions that need to be made. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.